Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, increasing cloudiness as this day goes on. We will have a high of about 36. In Kenosha right now, 25 degrees, 22 in Burlington, 26 in Milwaukee, 26 in Racine. Early this morning, a woman suffered some head injuries in a snowmobiling accident. It happened on the Racine-Walworth County line. It led to Rochester rescue responders taking her to Memorial Hospital in Burlington, and from there she went to Frederick Hospital in Flight for Life. It was around 3 a.m. that Racine County Sheriff's deputies were sent to the vicinity of Highway DD and Oak Knoll Road. Reports from the scene indicated the 32-year-old woman was not wearing a helmet and was the most seriously hurt of two riders on the machine. Also taken to BMH, a 34-year-old man. Snowmobiling accidents are investigated by the DNR. A happy ending to a not-so-happy situation for a Milwaukee man who's reunited with his dog, which had disappeared from an I-94 accident scene in Racine County, that involving his mother's car and a stolen vehicle last week, then it crashed into it during a police pursuit. Aljean Carilia's mother was coming back from Ohio when the accident occurred. She was not seriously hurt. Both of his dogs, though, got out of the damaged car. One was struck and killed. His whippet named Violet ran off. Carilia got word from the Bell City Veterinary Hospital in Mount Pleasant. Somebody living a few miles from the accident scene had found Violet, took care of her, then brought her to that facility. And that is where her microchip led to the phone call. Violet's recovering from a few injuries and a little weight loss. One Kenosha alderman, who's a vocal, frequent critic of the city's snowplowing operation, has now drafted a resolution that calls for major changes after the most recent wet, heavy snowfall. At the council meeting this week, David Bogdala said the city needs to address the reasons behind the bad job that was done during the recent storm, and the city needs to make snowplowing a priority.
They are not done to the standards at which the people of this city pay taxes for, and doesn't matter if you're pay $100 or you pay $10,000 in taxes. You deserve the same level of service. You need to be able to make sure that you can get to work, get to the store, get your kids to school, which thankfully kids were out of school at that time.
His proposed changes would include plowing all the streets after 2 inches of snow instead of the current 4-inch threshold, salting all the city streets after a storm instead of just designated streets. He also wants to pay the plow drivers overtime instead of them being on a floating 40-hour work week. No mention in his resolution of how much the changes might affect the current city budget. His request was sent to committee. An inmate at the Racine County Jail accused of attacking a corrections officer. The Sheriff's Department says Isaiah Walker was there for burglary and punched the officer multiple times last Friday. Victim was hospitalized with significant shoulder and facial injuries. Walker facing some additional felony charges now from the incident. An FBI agent with the Behavioral Science Unit, just like on the TV show, going to play a key role in the upcoming Kenosha trial of Stephen Zelich, a former cop accused of killing two women and then storing their bodies in his refrigerator for months, one of those crimes in a Kenosha motel room. Zelich scheduled for trial January 25th. The prosecutor, Mike Gravely, telling reporters after the final pretrial hearing, Zelich's argument about consensual sex doesn't fly.
There's an FBI agent, Carrie Gibson, who works in Virginia. She's going through training right now for the behavioral science part of the FBI, and she is a person who interviewed this defendant for several hours when he was first apprehended. She was very involved in the Laura Simonson missing person investigation in Minnesota, so she's really the law enforcement agent who knows the most about this case that ended up being in multiple jurisdictions involving multiple law enforcement officers.
That FBI agent expected to sit with Gravely at the prosecution table throughout the trial, which could last up to 2 weeks. And coming up later today in Kenosha Circuit Court, it's also going to be a bond hearing regarding Mark Jensen, the Pleasant Prairie man convicted of killing his wife, but the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a federal judge's decision to vacate that murder conviction. The Sturtevant Village Board will soon be a trustee short. Effective January 13th, Chris Larson is leaving for unexplained reasons. He was first elected to the board in 2009, then re-elected a year ago. In his letter to the board and to Administrator Mary Cole, Larson said he's enjoyed his time as a trustee and will, quote, always remember the hard work that has been done, unquote. In an email to WRJN News, Cole said that no decision's been made yet on when Larson's seat will be filled. City of Racine is going to have three primaries for only three contested aldermanic races out of the 7 seats up for election this spring. District 2 incumbent Molly Jones to be challenged by former alderman Bob Anderson and Yasin Mahdi. Not seeking re-election to District 4, Jim Kaplan, leaving either Tracy Lauren, John Dunk, Edwin Santiago, or Daryl Carter as the potential new representative. In District 6, incumbent Sandy Widener challenged by Jeff Peterson and Jen Adamski-Torres. Jason Meekmo will replace Ron Hart in District 14, the only candidate to file. The incumbents Shakur Weiser-Perez, they were unopposed in April. Two candidates seeking a judicial post in Racine County being vacated by Judge John Jude. Mark Nielsen, currently Racine's municipal judge, to take on Joseph Seifert. And Judge Eugene Gasakevich is running unopposed for another term on the bench. In Racine County, among the races, two of the 21 county board seats being contested. District 4 incumbent Ken Lumpkin being challenged by former Racine Alderman Melissa Caprellian-Becker. Catherine Buskey in District 14 facing Dale Steger. In Burlington, former Mayor Jeannie Hefty wants back. She's taking on incumbent Bob Miller in April. Mount Pleasant Trustee Districts 2, 4, and 6 are contested, as are Caledonia Districts 2 and 4. One of the three candidates for Waterford Town Supervisor is Terry Jandusa Nicolai, famous for surviving an attempted murder by her former husband and becoming an advocate for victims' rights. Racine Unified, this is going to get a lot of attention in the spring election. Nine incumbents, 11 challengers, all part of the new election process for the district and the board, as mandated by the state legislature. At least two new faces will be coming to the board. District 1, there's just one candidate. This is all by geographic district now. Michael Duco is that one candidate. Incumbents Dennis Weiser and John Coates will face each other in District 2. Mike Frontier, Pamela Handrow in District 3. Kim Plocky against Julie McKenna in District 4. District 5 will have incumbent Chuck Goodremote against newcomer Steve Hooper. For District 6, candidates are Bryn Beamick, John Heckenlively, Ernest Nya, and Jim Venturini. Incumbent Don Nielsen going against challengers Adrian Moore and Brian O'Connell in District 7. Current board president Melvin Hargrove's competition in District 8 is Matt Hanser. And for District 9, the candidates are Robert Whitkey and Chris Squire. Going to be a primary for Kenosha Unified. Six candidates filing paperwork before the deadline. Two seats are up for election. At least five new Kenosha County Board Supervisors after the April election. Four incumbents will have challengers. And for Kenosha Mayor, just two candidates, former Mayor John Antaramian and Alderman Bob Johnson, the winner to replace Keith Bosman, who is retiring. WRJN.com is our webpage, and our newscasts are there. Whenever you want, go into the local news section. At WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.